Hey there, land lovers. Welcome to the Captain Grinsky Show. Come on board for the trip of a lifetime on the Sea of Life. Join Captain Grinsky and enjoy some homespun philosophy as Captain Grinsky uses a microphone to bring you into the weird, wonderful world inside his head. Enjoy the trip, me arties. And here at the helm, Captain Grinsky.
Well, welcome everybody to the Captain today. Captain, been a naughty captain. He's got stuck out in a rowboat out there, and he's trying to row himself to the good ship, but I don't think he's going to catch up tonight, Captain. I hate to do that to him, but we had to set our sails and sail without him tonight. You know, a lot of things going on in here in the world. You know, it's you know, everybody knows what's going on. And, you know, I'm over here in the United States. This is Robert. I'm they call me Robert, the producer over here. I handle those radio stations over here in the UK as well. Just some news that it's up and coming, just so you guys know, up and coming that GH Talk Radio on the Saturday, that's you can go to www.ghtalkradio.com. We are going to be doing a special Halloween show next week. It'd be the following week. I'm sorry, it'd be the 31st, of course, Halloween on the 31st. We're going to have some really special guests that's going to be playing there. Just so you know that Captain will be back next week with his normal showtime. We can't forget about Mike Davis. He is out and about today. He had a show on today, and it really went well. Unfortunately, he wasn't there to make the show, but I'm going to play a song for you guys right now. Captain gave me the helm tonight, so, and this is going to be some stuff that I like. I'm sure the Captain will like himself. But, this song that's actually coming on was done by Boston, and it's one of my real favorite songs. Really, the instrumental part of it is just incredible. As a matter of fact, I actually seen these guys years ago, and I actually believe that Boston was actually one of the first concerts I ever went to as a young guy. I'm going to have to say I was probably between the ages of maybe 11 or 12 years old when I saw these. And these guys played that song, the song I'm about to play for you. And it was incredible. It was just, I can remember this, just like I can remember the lights. I can remember the smell in the air and everything. And the one thing I can remember about the song the most is just how well it sounded. It just kept going on and on, and I was just completely dumbfounded. But here you go. You got Boston, Carry On, Wayward Son.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, Boston. Carry on, my wayward son. I think that's how it goes. You know, the next song I want to play for you is doing as a dedication song. And like I said, Captain, he gave me the helm, so this is me tonight. So if you guys don't like it, no, well, that's just tough rockers. I've got a real special person in my life, and it's my wife, Jody. I got to hand it to you. You know, she is the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I'm really proud of us as a couple, to be honest with you. You know, Jody, she takes good care of, you know, the ship, my ship, I should say, is that she takes care of all of the ship and all of our ship's cats and the captain's daughter as well. You know, the thing about it is, what I love about Jody is she's always been really good to me, and she's always been kind. And, you know, and sometimes I just don't tell her enough, you know, and sometimes I can be a little hard on her, and sometimes, you know, she can be hard on me, but and through it all, I just know that I love her with all my heart. And even though this song might not dictate a lot of that feeling, but I would just love to give it and dedicate it to Jody. Jody, this is for you.
forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time, and listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
Got a ways to go, but I'm getting there, yeah. The memories don't hurt like before. I'm getting there, getting there. That bad love of you, a quarter till I, the final love that's new. The time will heal the heart broken in two. That bad loving you, that bad loving you. I'm getting there, yeah. I got some work to do, but I'm getting there, yeah. Every day I'm a little more over you. I'm getting there. That bad loving you, a quarter till I, the final love that's new. The time will heal the heart that's broken in two. It's that bad loving you, it's that bad loving you. Someday I'm gonna wake up and I'll be thinking about you.
Well, there you go, Adam Gregory, Fast Loving You. I apologize for the silence in between the song right there, and You know, I do apologize for that. I had a little problem here I was trying to keep up with. I'm sitting in for a good ship, Captain Quincy's ship. For some reason, I don't know why that guy, he decided to hop in that rowboat, and he was actually headed to shore, and we actually just had to sail on without him. I'm sure he'll be back by next week's show. You know, a lot to talk about. Last week we had, Chris Allen on his show last week, and it was a pretty interesting conversation we had with him. Chris is actually, right now, he's in the midst of redoing some, he's going to be re-recording Heroes Never Die. And not only is he going to re-record it, but we're going to re-release it, and we're hoping to have that done by January, February. We're going to also have Chris back on the show. Now, Chris has a show coming up this Sunday. It's called Monster Theater, Chris Allen's Monster Theater, and it's something you guys should really check out. It's really cool. It's something that if you guys are into the Bigfoot or if you're into the paranormal stuff, that will actually probably be one of the last shows that Chris Allen would have for Monster Theater, because we're going to be revamping the show. I'd like to also, if you are into the paranormal, if you are into the paranormal area, you know, and you like that sort of thing, there's another website out there and another radio station. It's called Near Skeptics and Believers. A real good friend of mine, Bruce Barathaw, he is the host on that. You can actually go to his site. It's near2010.com. And it's on here, right here on blogtalkradio.com as well. It's, like I said, it's Near Skeptics and Believers Radio, and he's real good. He has some really good guests on there, and it's just amazing. There's a lot of songs I want to play today. Now, I want to tell you something. You know, Captain's giving me the helm. You know, he put his show in my hands, so it's kind of one of those real good things I like about doing what I do. You know, years ago, back when I was growing up in the early 80s, you know, I was actually, you know, we're talking the real early 80s too. You know, I was a real big fan of Styx. And actually I saw Styx when I was in junior high or high school. And I remember going to the concert, and I remember the song that I'm about to play. And my oldest sister, she really loved this song. It was something that, you know, reminds me of her quite a bit. And it's kind of funny how, you know, certain songs that we play that we hold dear to us end up sometimes in our life, it ends up reminding us of certain people. This song reminds me of my sister because my oldest sister, you know, in her early life, she really went through some real struggles and stuff like that. And, you know, when I look at her today, I'm so proud of her. And you know, it's just amazing. To me, it's amazing the journey that she's had. And back when I used to listen to the song, you know, it just reminds me so much of her, you know. And not because, like I say, it's just because when I heard her say that she loves Styx, you know, back when she was working and when I was just a kid, I mean, it's just nothing. I mean, my sister worked her life away, and, you know, and now she's got a husband that's been with her for many, many years now, who's taking care of her. She has two great children. She's a grandmother now. And she loves doing what she does. And so this is remembering my sister. So I hope you enjoy it. Styx, The Best Times.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. I know you feel these are the worst of times. I do believe it.
If the world just passes by, baby, I know I wouldn't have to cry, no, no.
Well, there you go. You got Styx, The Best of Times. It's, well, like I said, that's one song that reminds me of my oldest sister. You know, God bless her heart. You know, she's always been a good sister to mine and to me. She's always been a good sister to me, and I've always been really proud of her. I've been proud of all of her accomplishments. You know, and you know, it's just one of those things. It's great to have her, and you know, like I said earlier, you know, about my wife. You know, it's just everything about it. So, like I said, the captain, the good captain, he is definitely out right now, and we will, you know, he will be back very soon. He just so you know, he just had something that he had to do in getting that darn boat. So I'll be right back after this.
Hi, we are the Sweet Manic, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
You know, one of the things I really like about those the Sweet Manics is their show on Sunday. I really do enjoy that. They have a real good you know, selection of music that they play. And I really encourage everybody to take some time and listen to that show. It's really good. Coming up next, I got another song. Actually, this song was going to be donated to the captain this week. I'm going to play it anyway. If he's not here, he misses. You know, it's like that thing, he sneezes, he loses. Maybe he ought to keep the rum, you know, in the galley where it belongs. You know what I'm saying? This next song is done by a performer, Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon Lightfoot is one of my all-time favorite, and for many different reasons. It's just not those songs that a lot of people are popular with. It's not a lot of songs that people really understand. One thing about Gordon Lightfoot that I've always liked about him, he's really been a true musician, and it's just everything that he's ever written, you know, is just amazing. It's just so precise, and I just love to listen to him. And believe it or not, I bought his songbook, and I got to tell you, every song on that is just done perfectly. I like some of the live stuff he's done, and actually, I'm going to say probably about, oh, I don't even know how many years ago it was. I actually got to meet Gordon Lightfoot. I was in Montreal, Canada. Actually, I was up there on business. And being in Montreal, Canada, it really gave me it was cold up there. I remember the night. And it was like this huge, it was like a bar. It wasn't a bar, it was a nightclub, whatever you want to call it, but it was this big place. And I didn't have any idea that he was there or he was going to be there. And I was just completely blown away by this guy. You know, the thing about it is when he first took the stage, they really didn't really announce him. The reason I think for that is because when he took the stage, I think he was there prior to us. I think we were late, like I said. But, you know, when he took the stage, it's just like everybody was just like, you know, sitting there. And he sat down on a stool. And I remember, this is the song I'm about to play, even though it's dedicated to the good captain. You know, it really just startled me. And when I heard it, I was like, oh, this guy is going to play that song by Gordon Lightfoot. I didn't even know it was Gordon Lightfoot. But later on, after he took a break, and I happened to watch him, and I watched him come down from the stage, and it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a very big place. I'm not saying it was gigantuan, but I would say there was maybe 200-300 people in this place, and, you know, and smoke-filled room. And he went and sat, like, on the end of the bar there, in a little area there, and I got up, and I didn't see no one around, and he had a few people there, but I walked up, and I extended my hand out to him. I said, you know, it's a real pleasure to meet you, Mr. Lightfoot. And he goes, just call me Gordon. He goes, that Lightfoot gets kind of old. And I said, you know, really big fan. And he goes, you look kind of young to be a fan of mine. And I go, well, you know, I kind of remember my dad playing some of your songs, but, you know, a lot had to do with my oldest brother and stuff like that. And he says, why don't you have a seat? And I sat down right next to him, and we just started just talking. And, you know, I said to him, I said, you know, I would love to learn how to do some of your music. I go, I play guitar, and I said, but I would really love to. And he says, well, you know what? He goes, I got about another half hour. Let's you and I go up on stage and sit there. And so we went up on stage, and he handed me somebody else's guitar, and we just sat up there, and he showed me the chords of this next song. And I, to this day, can play the song pretty good. I can actually play it all the way through, to be honest with you, thanks to Gordon Lightfoot. So this is a dedication to our captain, so I hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan seems like a young man's dream. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Thank you. prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gets up for dead when the gales of November come early.
Well, there you go. You got Gordon Lightfoot, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. God, I love that song. Every time I listen to it, I get goosebumps up and down my arm. Whew. Yeah, good. So we got to keep this show going, don't we? Yeah, you know, it's a real shame that the Captain couldn't be here tonight. I really like that old guy. He's a good old guy. Well, I tell you what, he can navigate this ship better than I can, to be honest with you. You know, it's real funny because, you know, you kind of run a station and you kind of get used to doing certain things. And, you know, there's just so much to do, so much to keep, you know, track of. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, me and the good captain, we were in a conversation. We were talking about, you know, music and how things are going and all this other stuff. And, you know, to be honest with you, you know, one of the things I really enjoyed about doing like a show like this is the one thing I like about the captain, okay, is he's straightforward, upfront, and he makes you laugh. I mean, even during some of our most heated discussions, he can always throw something in there to kind of make you laugh, to kind of break up the monotony. You know, that's what I like about him. We were actually talking about this young lady that I'm about to bring back on here, and she is incredible. It's actually one of my wife's favorite singers as well. We really enjoy her. We like putting it in on the radio when we can and sitting back and just listening to it. And everybody knows who she is, but Norah Jones. Hope you like it.
Sun just slipped its snow below my door, and I can't hide beneath my sheets. I've read the words before, so now I know time has come again for me. And I'm feeling the same way all over again. Feeling the same way all over again. Singing the same lines all over again. No matter how much I pretend, another day that I can't find my hands. My feet don't look like this.
How can anybody get tired of that? I know I can't. Not at all. Not at all. I just love it all. I just do. You know, it just kind of is like that, one of those relaxing, real relaxing songs. You know, and just like the next song I'm about to sing by Alabama, feels so right.
Don't say goodbye. Just hold me close and love me. Press your lips to mine. Feel so
go, Feel So Right by Alabama. You know, Chris Allen has an interesting story to tell about those guys, by the way. Don't ask me what it is. Yeah, the next song I'm going to sing is, believe it or not, it's another favorite of mine. I'm playing really all the songs I love tonight. It's just amazing, you know. This next band that's coming up, the female singer in this band, she just completely just has such a beautiful voice. I love to listen to her all the time. I almost had an opportunity to meet these people, and I never got around to doing it. So, you know, for the most part, it just was, you know, one of those things that you just have to deal with, as I call it, you know, no matter how you live with it. So, getting on with it, it's Sugarland, Baby Girl.
They say place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
What I talk about. Man, she's got a voice on her. Whew. Man, she can sing. I just love to listen to that girl sing. She just has that draw, just kind of floors me, you know. Can't say if my wife likes that song, but I'm sure she does. She loves all kinds of music, that Jody. She's really good. I'll be back just after this commercial break.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard or 8 p.m. UK time and listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
Yeah, you know, if anybody ever gets an opportunity to catch that show, it's a real good show. I really like it. You know, we are actually in the midst right now. We're basically getting ready to do some real huge changes in our schedule here at MikeSpirit.fm. One of the things we're going to be bringing on a lot more shows, we're actually, our goal is to have 24-hour, 7 days a week programming, to be honest with you. The network, we're actually trying to build a real great big network, and if that happens, boy, we're just looking forward to it. I mean, seriously looking forward to it. You know, there's a lot of things I have to you have to do. You know, a lot of people have asked me a lot of times, they go, you know, you're the producer, or what do you do? And I said, Jesus, if you only knew. You know, it's not really that hard when you're sitting here doing a live show and you're out here talking to yourself. But, you know, one of the things doing especially any kind of radio station, is there's a lot of things you got to look out for. I mean, you got to look out for, you know, if people are calling in, if, you know, you get some psycho on there that wants to start some problems. You have, you know, anything can happen. And being in the web world, you know, computers can shut down, connections don't sound that great. And, you know, like just earlier, like you heard, there was no sound. Actually, I was actually talking, but I had my mic shut off. So there's a lot of things to remember, you know, when you're doing a show. One of the biggest things that I love about what I do is I get to meet a lot of exciting people, you know, even though I'm in the back end of it and doing this hard work. You know, I actually run the switchboards, I answer the phones, and, you know, take people, I put them in line, I set up shows, I do the web development for a lot of our hosts and stuff. We create banners, we create the jingles and everything. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. And if you think for 1 second that's easy, it can be easy once you get used to it. But after a while, it just seems, you know, it seems to drag on you a little bit. But I never get tired of this. To be honest with you, never get tired of this. You know, one of the biggest things I like about my job is the satisfaction of, you know, helping these guys out. You know, the captain always says, I'm down in the engine room. And that's exactly, if you really want to look at it, that's exactly what I do here, is I run the engine. I run everything so you people can hear these shows. Now, believe it or not, I have my own radio shows that I run off from my network and from GH Talk Radio. And we're pretty popular, and we're doing pretty good over there. You know, it's not quite the structure it is here, but ours is more of, you know, like the talk radio. Just sort of people out there who are listening, you know, things are starting to change here in the world. Our technology is changing very rapidly, and, you know, it's really, really, really amazing. As a matter of fact, I'm very, very, you know, happy that things are shifting to a point where we can take that next step, take that endeavor, take everything and move it up and make it really happen. And that's what we all want, isn't it? You know, and with that being said, you know, it's just, you know, you got to be on top of things nowadays, you know, out there. And in the web world, podcast radio is up and coming. Believe it or not, it is going to be the thing. If you think that broadcast radio is going to be the thing, wait till podcast radio. It's starting to take off, and it's starting to get better and better and better. And I'm looking real forward to that. So, you know, I just had a request here, actually, and I got to hopefully, through my talking and everything like that, I was able to get that song uploaded up in there. It's like a real good song, and I'm kind of looking forward to listening to it myself. If anybody here knows this song, you'll know where I'm coming from, you know. It's just like one of these songs where you just again, you fall in love with it. The only reason why this song is good, my wife's father used to love this song. And he's not around no more, and my wife really misses him. So this is a dedication to Jody's dad, so I hope she enjoys it. Yeah, whatever happened to MTV? Does anybody ever know? I thought, you know, back when I was growing up, MTV, they used to have all these videos on. Nowadays, it's all about reality TV, and holy crap, what the hell happened to MTV? To be honest with you, what happened? I'd really like to know. I bet you a lot of people would like to know, to be honest with you. You know, that is a real good song. Another one of it's another favorite of mine. I do love it. I love all music, to be honest with you. And here's another song that I really like. Actually, it kind of reminds me of my daughter in a way, because not because of the song, but my daughter used to sing this. And there's a partner every time that he sings it. It just makes me think of my daughter. You know, it's like I said before. There's some songs that spark a memory in your head, and this is one of them. We used to travel all over the United States, me and my daughter. And when we did, she would ride with me, and I'd have the music playing, and this would be one of those songs that she would sing. You know, I can still hear her at 5 years old just singing this, and just it's a good song. It's Steve Miller, Abracadabra.
Every time
Sometimes I think my old lady does that to me. I heat up and, man, just can't cool down. Anyway, well, hey, this is Robert across the pond from the captain's ship over here in the United States. I'm taking over the show for him. We're at the last 21 minutes show time to go, and then I'm going to have to say good so long and everything else. You know, Captain Quincy, he is definitely out. I wonder if he's trying to catch up with that rowboat or not. I haven't seen him come in yet here yet. And, boy, it'd be nice to have him pop in here at the last second and say something. But I doubt that's even going to happen because I just don't see him out there, really, you know. Next song is another song that is comes out of my packages of everything I like to play here on the station. This guy is just phenomenal. Everybody knows who he is. I guess there's just no introduction for this guy, really, to be honest. Everybody knows who he is. And if you don't know who he is, you need to get a life, to be honest with you. He's one of the real good performers that I have enjoyed growing up with all my life, and I have grown up with him all my life. It's Tom Petty and songs Refugee. Well, there you got it. Tom Petty. Of course, Tom Petty. Are you crazy? He's awesome, man. He's just one of these guys that I can listen to. I got everything that he ever made. There's not one song. He guy's a genius. But he's like one of those guys that you can hear his voice and you know it in a heartbeat. Am I right? I'm right. There's no getting around that. I can guarantee that. So, hey, next gal I'm going to sing, play for you is, like I said, she's like another one of those, you just don't need no introduction. But if you don't know what it is, it's Allison Mosette, Hand in My Pocket. Well, there you have it. How do you like that one? That is a real good one. That is actually, a lot of people would call that a golden oldie, but man, it no way is a golden oldie. But man, just her voice alone is just awesome. Next song I'm going to sing for you is actually something that, another one that I knew that the captain would probably like, and I'm almost positive. If he's later on, he gets to listen to the show pre-recorded, he'll know that this was actually for him. So I'm going to test him on it, though. But I'm actually not going to name who he is. But the good captain next week will have to name him or the good captain is going to have to pay me $25. If he doesn't listen to the show, watch next week, because I'm going to say, hey, Captain, what was the song that I told you you had to name? You have to name the person. Okay, Captain, so if you don't name it, you owe me $25. All right, here you go. Well, there you go. I can't tell you who it is. I'm hoping that the good captain will basically be able to come in here and name the performer who sung that song. I should make it a lot harder for him, though, shouldn't I? But this time around, if he doesn't listen to the show all the way through and then he doesn't hear, I'm going to ask him next week and say, you know, Captain, you said you listened to the show, and if he did, he should be able to hear this in here, and being then, I guess he won't owe me $25. I'm not going to owe him a dime, just so you know. So anyway, we're continuing to work and continuing to do things and getting stuff going on here, right. Well, we're down to our last 7 minutes, and there's just a few things that I need to actually talk to you guys about. I'm going to be back right after this.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard
or 8 p.m. UK time
and listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show,
The People's Psychic.
All right. Now, I played this song last week. It's one of my favorite songs. It is one of the most I can't say most favorite song, but it's pretty darn close. It's sung by Matchbox 20, and a lot of people over there in the UK, it's kind of hard to believe that a lot of people don't know who Matchbox 20 is. They need to get on board because these guys are fantastic. This song, really, one of the reasons why I love this song is it's just kind of like one of those songs that does make you think. And with that being said, you know, I just decided, you know, ended up the show with this song, and I hope you guys enjoyed it tonight. Hey, it was real good entertaining you guys and being in control of the ship tonight. Like I said, the captain will be back next week. So I'm going to end the show with this tune, and I'll see you guys on the flip side. Thank you.
No, I would not sleep in this bed of light. So toss me out and turn in. And there'll be no rest for these tired eyes. I'm marking it down to learn it. Thank you.
Avast there, landlubbers. That be it for another journey. Let's head home, with the following wind we'll be there soon. But don't forget to tune in next week for another weird and wonderful journey as the Captain Quincy sails 4 sheets to the wind.
Johnny,
pull the boat, bowsun! Thank you, bowsun! Drop the mainsail and let's break out the ram. We'll always keep our welcome in the hillside.
Are you coming?
Till next time, my hearties.